The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall has five new models under $30,000, over 600 used cars under $20,000, and new cars priced under employee pricing. More cars, more value at Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Stevie Christmas Week special. It's a solo episode with just me and my intern. It's an introduction to my intern, Chelsea. My favorite part of the interview or the whole episode was just doing a beat demonstration on my SP303. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special episode. This is Christmas week's edition of the Stevie Weeby Show. It's just me and my intern, Chelsea, tonight. So welcome. So it's me and my intern, Chelsea. This is the first time I have her mic'd up. We only have one camera. She didn't know she was going to be on camera. So this episode, she had decided to be off camera, right?
Yes.
Okay.
For the mysteriousness.
You want the mystery there. Because yeah. People will say, hey, dude, like, show your intern, man. You know what I mean?
No.
But you weren't prepared for this.
No, I'm catfishing them.
That's
I'm voice
fine.
Fishing them.
And that's fine. The reason why it's the special Christmas week edition is because the guest canceled on me last minute last night, and I tried to I couldn't find a replacement. I reached out to several people, okay, but you know what, we still roll with the punches. This is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I already have talking points, okay, and I even have my sampler out. I wanted to do it like a beat production demonstration. The first thing I want to bring up is my latest album, I Feel Stir Crazy, Kwang U, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, I Feel Stir Crazy, is on Spotify. Thank you. It took me 10 years, but hey, it's on there. Did you see it on Spotify?
Yes.
Okay.
But I saw it on Bandcamp first.
I put all my stuff on Bandcamp first.
We're a loyal Stevie Weeby.
Yeah, because that's like more, it's more like a loyal thing. I know Spotify is the global, like, hey, I want people everywhere to hear my stuff. But I am going to demonstrate, like, my type of music that I do is more kind of similar to, like, Daniel Johnston. It's like, you know, just a guy in his garage with a tape recorder, you know? Yeah. And so that is on Spotify, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. People were asking about Collage of the Mirage. I try to update it and export it up to DistroKid, but for some reason they, like... flag some of the songs, or something was wrong with the titles or something. I don't know, but I'll still work at that. You heard the little browse thing I did too.
Yes.
Have they
heard it yet?
No. I wanted to let them hear it, but I have to kind of keep it under wraps now.
Okay.
So for those of you who don't know,
can you do a little live?
I can't because it's like, you know, yeah, this is going to be their special album. Okay. So shout out to one of the other podcasts that I do, King and the Sting. Mm. And shout out to, you know, Brandon, Nick, everyone, Eric, Theo, everyone there. They're planning on dropping a King and the Sting music album. I'm actually on one of the songs with Lil Brows. That should be dropping soon. What did you think about the song?
I thought it was beautiful.
Was it a little different than what you've... Because you've heard my other stuff.
Well, I don't want to give a hint, but it was on Instagram story, so I can say one word, right?
What do you mean it was on his Instagram story?
It was on his story.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, he played
not
it?
Not the whole... I didn't hear your bit, so not your part.
Okay.
But all that it was you reacting to...
I was reacting to Eric Griffin's song.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So that wasn't our song.
That's not your song?
No. That's Eric Griffin's R&B song.
Okay.
And then now I'm glad we brought him up. You know, Eric's like a brother to me. But they did play at the end of the last King of the Sting, did play some of I Feel Stir Crazy on their their podcast.
Nice.
But Eric kinda did a remark on it.
What did he say?
He said he was referring to the quality of the music.
I think it sounds fire.
I appreciate that, but it's not for everyone. My thing is more like going back to Daniel Johnson in the garage. It's not the best quality. It's like more lo-fi. And so I had decided for some reason, because people sometimes ask me, how do you make your beats or who does your production? I have one of the beats off of I Feel Stir Crazy in the sampler. And I'm going to do a little demonstration. As far as sound quality, you're on the Zoom, right?
Yes.
So should I move? Okay, so this is the tiny speaker I'm going to be playing it out of. Mm-hmm. Should I move this right by that?
Yeah.
Let's see how it sounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold up. I'm just going to give it. I'm not going to play it all. So right here.
Yeah. Just play. No. Put it back on
this.
Yes, please.
Like this?
On the stand. And just angle your chin as lower as you can.
Like this?
Yeah. And then turn it up to where you can.
Like this?
Yeah, that's better.
Like this?
Yeah, because before I was getting a bunch of feedback.
Is it better now?
It's better now. But if you could turn it up a little bit, then it'd be great. But it sounds great. Yep, that sounds great.
Okay, so before I start playing these, I'm gonna lay it out how it's not even on the album.
Okay.
You know, just to, okay. So, the way I do my production is it's like puzzle pieces.
Wait, are you gonna freestyle a bit too?
No. I'm just gonna play the beat. I'm just playing the beat.
I mean, you
this
can
is a production
now.
Example. I have all the samples on buttons, and this could take 8 to 10 hours. Okay, so I'm gonna
How do you go?
So I'm going to play each individual one.
How do you go?
I kind of chop up the samples.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I'm going to do
Wait,
it how it's not on the album, but it's going to be sound similar. Okay, here we go.
How do you go? How do you go?
So basically, I've never done that, and the reason why I do that, why I wanted to demonstrate that, is because to get to that point, that's the most rewarding part of the way I make my music. It's a puzzle to me.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those samples, it took me hours and hours and hours to find it. None of my production is planned.
Yeah,
it's all by chance.
Mm-hmm.
So. The main reason why I like doing my own production is because it's a puzzle and I don't know what I'm going to get. And when I figure out this piece matches with this piece. Like, here, let me. So I'll play you an example of what I'm talking about. Okay, so this sample here. Come on, man. This sample stands alone by itself. Mm-hmm. But I do, the way I make my music is it has to complement the other sounds. So I'll play it without the beat. So this is, that's a separate sample. But then if you add,
they complement each other.
So it's like complementary samples. Mm-hmm. So that song, that production is, I think the second to last song called How Do You Go? How Do You Go? Yeah, it's the second to last song on Kwang U, I Feel Stir Crazy on it should be on all platforms. Mm-hmm. Okay. The next thing, we're doing good on time, right?
Yeah, can I ask you
have a question?
Yeah. How do you, I mean, I don't know if you want to share this, but how do you pick, like, do you crate dig or like do you find stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Like, how do you
pick
your
samples?
Yeah, well,
I have records and. But that's a 10-hour process.
Yeah.
That
what's
literally
your process like?
This is all it is. This is all it is. Okay. I'm glad you brought that up because mm-hmm. I'm sober 14 years. But mm-hmm. the one thing that kind of the weed helped me with, the marijuana intake, mm-hmm. was the patience to sit there.
Oh yeah. Get lost.
Not only that, it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, when you first discovered like Pink Floyd, The Wall, and then then you hear it when you're higher on acid and you're like, oh, do you hear those like details and do you hear those bells in the background, you know, that type of thing.
I don't smoke anymore either.
Oh,
but
okay. Well, I wasn't gonna judge you either or, you know, I know that, you know, we've all kind of done our
but I listened to Redbone.
I
listened to Redbone by Childish Gambino once for like,
I'm a fan of his.
2 hours.
I'm a fan of his. Yeah. He's very musical, mm-hmm. but like going back to like, it's basically just sitting there for hours and hours and hours mm-hmm. and just going through different, you know. Yeah. I also like kind of like looping. I'm a looper.
Yeah.
I spend more time on the samples than I just loop up because I could create my own break. Loops also, so I just put that on like it's on one button.
Nice.
I don't. I've done this before where I'll have two drum sounds where I overlap drum sound over that initial breakbeat. Mm. Okay, is this interesting?
This is very interesting. Oh,
I mean, because I've never done this. This is the special Christmas week edition. Our guest had canceled, and we're making it like I have the Christmas hat, and then you should try one of those high chews too, because those are the sour and sweet ones. No, that's for you.
Okay.
Whenever I get, I wanted to, you know what, off topic, I had introduced a new drink beverage. Can you throw it? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I grew up with kiwi strawberry Snapple. And you know me, I'm a sparkling water guy, okay? For some reason or another, I was at 7-Eleven and I'm like, oh, I want to try something different. And I just, on a whim, no, that's yours.
Oh, thank
that
you.
Is all.
Thank you.
The Hi-Chew and the Snapple is yours.
Thank you.
But I wanted to try a new drink.
He pays me too.
Okay.
Right. And Snapple. Yeah.
I bought that. And once I drank my first sip, I was like, oh,
it's
no,
delicious.
I found a new. So now, the last month, I've been obsessively buying Apple Snapple. And I know it's not the best thing for you. Okay, what was your impression when you first drank? Because I peer pressured you in drinking an Apple Snapple. What were your first impressions on the Apple Snapple?
It tastes like a pink lady apple and not normal apples.
That's interesting. Definitely. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Like one of those green granny.
Yes, grand
like the green
ones.
Granny apple.
The old lady ones. Yeah.
The more sour, tart one.
Yeah.
I know, that's what it is.
Like the Fuji?
Yeah, the Fuji apple.
Yeah. Not like the regular red apple. Red apples are nasty.
You know what? I liked it. Yeah, go take your first sip and then just tell the viewer. Like,
can I do some ASMR?
No, not ASMR. Just describe like how it made you feel, okay. Like your first sip of the Apple Snapple. Go ahead.
I'm still going to do some ASMR.
Like what comes? Is it refreshing?
I think it's only Oh, this isn't. I was gonna read the real fact on
no,
it.
No, it's okay. You don't have to do the Snapple facts. But I'm more asking about
only male turkeys gobble.
Okay, take
That's
another sip.
That's what makes me feel like.
Okay, take another sip. How does that make you feel? Is it refreshing?
Like childhood.
It's so damn good. Mm-hmm. Like okay, so if you haven't tried Apple Snapple, I don't know if I want to even promote it because they might get addicted.
Yeah,
you know what? It's up to you if you want to try it or not. It might turn into your favorite drink in the world, which it has for me. I buy 3 a day now.
Steve.
I know.
Don't do that.
I know. And I notice I've been putting like my gut. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, on to the next topic. I also wanted to promote Scissor Bro Live podcast. Can I show you something off camera?
Yes. He's grabbing something really cool. Oh. Very cool.
So my friend Andrew Nicholas at Jeremiah's party gave us these. Andrew Nicholas is my buddy, and we got he was the Olympic or is the Olympic one of the Olympic skateboarding coaches for the USA team. Grew up with Deshaun Jordan. Really good guy, heavy into the skateboarding world community, especially in Arizona, Chandler. So I wanted to thank. I mean, what'd you think? Look at this.
That is so cool. You should bring it closer. It looks really
okay.
Good. Yeah, bring it a little closer. So cool. I think that looks cool. You can't even ride that because it's too cool.
No.
This is staying up.
Yeah.
This is our. Oh, it's pink on the top.
Yeah, it's pink on the top. So I wanted to thank Andrew Nicholas for such a great gift. We got to put one of those in the Scissor Bros studio.
Yeah.
But we do have live shows coming up. Quite a few. Okay. The first one is January 8th at Soul Joel's in Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. Have you heard of this town?
No.
Have you been to Pennsylvania?
No.
It's just like a whole new planet for me. Beautiful. So this is one thing I need to do. I need to dress warm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I wear shorts. So if I try to do that in like two weeks, I'm going to freeze like an otter pop. So January 8th. Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania. It's going to be on my Instagram, QUANGOU. If you click the Linktree link, it's up top and to get tickets. It doesn't end there, though. February 3rd, Oxnard, California. Okay. February 6th, that's 3 days later, Irvine Improv. March 23rd, Ontario. I think improv. April 6th, San Jose improv. In San Jose, have you been to San Jose?
No, I haven't been to San Jose.
Have you heard of the Hmong people, like the Asian peoples, the Hmong?
No.
Have you seen Gran Torino?
Yes.
It's those.
Oh, okay, that, cool.
Those are Hmong people.
Yeah.
So San Jose, they have a pretty good number of Hmong people there. So hopefully this is going out to all my Hmong peoples. In San Jose, please come to our April 6th show. I would love to see my Hmong community there representing for Scissor Bros. Okay? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I love that movie, but man, so racist.
It is racist. But the thing is, I love Clint Eastwood. You know,
I love Clint Eastwood.
Because Clint Eastwood's such a, he's so much a part of the fabric of America and just... just like the good old days, the wild, wild west. Yeah, because he was in the good, bad, and the ugly, you know?
Yeah.
He was in the old westerns, okay? But it was a bit racist, yeah. But, you know what? But, this is interesting. There are not, I don't know about these worlds, but I heard there's like even Hmong gangs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Even I, you know what else I heard?
The ugly.
Well, no, in Minnesota too. I heard the Hmong community. There's a Hmong community in Minnesota.
Whoa.
But you know, it'd be interesting.
You know, I've never seen snow. Sorry.
You haven't seen. You're never. A pure Cali girl at
I'm
heart.
I'm a Cali girl.
Okay, we're doing good on time, huh?
Yes.
We're almost at the half hour. Okay, the third talking point, and then get ready for your Q&As,
okay.
And then comment below to if you like this format. Yes. You know, this is we're experimenting, like the way this angle is with what I, you know.
Can
all
you put
this.
The beard on?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, this is, I did it because, you know, to get it, it's a theme thing.
Yeah.
I did bomb on stage doing stand-up comedy about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I kind of wanted to talk about my experience. I did a thing on my Patreon, but so they already know about it. But since they've heard it, I kind of, because I've had to process the whole experience. It was a real surreal experience. So this was my 10th show. The other 9 experiences were awesome. I'm not saying I killed, but they're positive. I didn't bomb. I did fairly well. Mm-hmm. Decent. But this experience, woo, it was painful. Not now in retrospect, but that day was painful. So it was at the lab next to the LA Improv off Melrose. So the lab, for those of you who don't know, it's right next to the Improv. It's the smaller room. It's literally the shape of a box.
How many people do you think were there?
70, 60, 70, 75 tops. It's like there. It's like you could see them. They're like this close. I could see them.
Okay.
So and that was the first time coming back, I did a show there, like my very first set, and I did okay. So I was thinking, oh, I did okay. I'll go back there. But this was not the right night for me. So I get there. I got there an hour early. I had to go to the bathroom, so I asked the people at the Improv if I could use the restroom. They let me use it. I met Eric in the club, and then I noticed it started kind of people start piling in. Mm-hmm. And then the way it worked was, since I wasn't on the flyer and I'm new, I'm like the new Jack.
Yeah.
I was the new Jack, like the new person.
Mm-hmm. You went first, right?
I went first. So, no, not necessarily. So, the show was called Eric Griffin and Friends. So, it was like him and like 5 other comics.
Okay.
But in between the acts, he would come in and do a little bit of time and crowd work.
Oh, okay.
So, the thing is he did 10 to 12 minutes of material, and then he was going to bring me up.
Got you.
Okay. Okay. So I should have paid attention. This is another thing. This is like me being green as like doing this thing. Because I talked to Jeremiah about it too. He's like, dude, you should have studied the room. You know, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Musicians
like,
do it.
Room, yeah.
You know, before, like during sound or after sound check, they'll see who's piling in. I didn't do that. I should have. Because he was... He wasn't killing either. Like I noticed when I was watching him, because I was on the side of the stage looking.
Yeah.
You know, like the adrenaline was kind of building, and I noticed that he had like long moments before a laugh.
Oh.
Like it would be silence, like a library.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know.
And there were chuckles.
Yeah, a few chuckles.
Okay.
Not like crazy either.
Yeah.
And I should have been paying attention to that too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in my head.
What they were chuckling at too.
Yeah, I was in my head, so. Okay, so I'm like, and I realize like, dude, he's like going longer than 10 minutes, it seems like. It seems like he's going more like 15, 20 or like 12, 15 minutes. So I started getting like more like impatient, and I had cotton mouth too.
Oh, those are nerves.
I know, so I had cotton mouth, so I'm like, you know, got like a sparkling
water. We were just talking about that with one of your guests, right?
Oh, yeah. And so I got that, and then, you know, finally, I got a little bit of, you know, sparkling water in me. And then he goes, okay, y'all ready for your first comedian? I do a podcast with him on King of the Snake. You know, he's my buddy. You know, check that out. And then he didn't say Stevie Weeb either. Not saying I specified. But he just said, yeah, please welcome Steve Lee. And so I'm like, I walk up there and I try to do a thing where I have to be honest. So my material was just all like micro penis jokes.
Okay.
So the way I set it up was like, I said, I mean, it's in retrospect, it's hacky shit. I just said, hey, you know, give it up for Eric. You know, Eric has a big dick. You know, like I said, Eric has a big dick, and then I flopped him on. You know, it's one of those things where like usually like in Tempe, like it got a laugh off top. You know, but I think I might have got something, but then it just went downhill from there. So I went into my first joke. Went into my second joke. Nothing. And then I went into my I just kept, okay, I'm going to get him here. In my mind, I get him into my third joke. I went into my third joke.
How long were you up there?
I'll get into that. Let me build up to that. I went into my third thing.
Got
nothing.
You.
And then there's a thing where I do like act outs where I have to like act it out.
Mm-hmm.
And in my defense, I committed to it. But then when I was doing it and the result, I didn't get the reaction. Mm. It was like crickets. So that's when I started panicking. After the fourth or fifth thing I said bombed, my mind went blank. Oh, let me add. So when he was doing crowd work, when Eric was doing crowd work, he was fixated on this older Filipino man with a mask on.
Okay.
And he wasn't really participating. Mm-hmm. You could tell. And this is another green choice. You know, since I'm so green, I should have paid attention to that.
Yeah.
But stupid Stevie that night, when I wanted to do
Don't beat yourself down, Stevie.
I know. I'm going to tell you what I learned, too. I'm just painting the picture. When I did my crowd work with this Filipino man, I should have known this is the same guy, the guy that Eric was messing with who wasn't participating. I didn't know that. I just went back to him.
Bullying this
no,
man.
No, yeah. So he's probably thinking, dude, like, what's up? I just want to watch a show. Mm-hmm. But I did a thing where I'm like, hey, you want to meet my micropenis? Hey, his name's Lenny. Hey, give him a tap. You want to meet Lenny? And then, you know, and then he didn't give me anything. He gave me zero. And not only that, I'm like, I realize, oh, this guy doesn't want to participate at all, and he's looking mad.
Yeah.
When I turned to fixate on the other part of the room, he basically heckled me.
No.
He said, good luck with that. Like, good luck with your dick. Like, good luck with your small dick. Like, good luck with that. And so, but the thing is, I was facing, my back
not
was
Lenny.
To him. Yeah, my back was to him, so this is the worst thing you could do is not acknowledge it.
Yeah.
But I didn't acknowledge it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay. So that's when, like, I start sweating, and that's when my mind went blank.
Because
I'm like, oh, I didn't acknowledge that guy. He said something. And then now I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. Like, I literally, you know what it felt like? It was the crowd. It seemed like all the participants, the crowd, were like upper echelon, like movie critics to the highest caliber. Like, two women in the front were like this. They were like this. Like this. This is them. You're me. This is them. No. Next joke. No.
Like, you were a joker.
No, they were critique. They were like, no.
Ew.
That ain't gonna work tonight. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
They're throwing tomatoes at you.
No, but they were like maybe metaphorically throwing tomatoes. Yeah, because I felt this. And then another thing I hadn't felt the whole time, this was my 10th show. Everything was love.
Yeah, support.
Up until that point, all my experiences, all love. And then I'll get to that too, the reason why it was all love. But this, I'll tell you another thing that was going against me. And this is how most comedians, this is their experience, where when you go up there, they don't know who the hell you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that went, that probably can go for any person trying to do this without a name or just trying to do open mics, okay? And so I didn't realize that because I, you know, it was a learning lesson that, oh my God, like, I got to just be all around funny where it's not just Scissor Bro fans or King of the Sting fans or Stevie Weeby fans. I have to craft my material on a more general basis where people who don't know me will think it's funny.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
sure
that's what I learned, okay? So you're asking how long I was up there.
Yes.
It seemed like 5 hours, but it was because I had
five minutes.
I had 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I might have done a minute and a half or two minutes. Because let me continue with the story.
Maybe you're like overanalyzing it.
Well, you know, we'll get to that.
Okay.
But yeah, my mind went blank. And so I had nothing in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I started panicking and I just started coming I just started trying to freestyle.
How did that go?
Not good. Not good. I was saying stuff like, you know what I feel like? I feel like I'm in a Korean spa with a bunch of angry Korean men. You know, I just
That's pretty funny.
But just, just random stuff, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, okay, so I basically took that because I realized, this is another thing in my defense. I realized that night, even if I like did Chris Rock, Louis C.K., top grade A material, I just don't think they like me. They didn't know who I was. It could, you know, they didn't like anything about me. That's how I felt. Mm. You know, yeah. I'm good with energy too.
Yeah.
You know, I when I meet people like for the first time, I could tell, oh, okay, they're cool. Or,
maybe also with your other shows that you feel like have been all love. I mean, it's not even just that. It's also like even if the people came out to see you or Scissor Bros, people who weren't, who were there, who didn't know you, it's also like the room. When other people are laughing, like you laugh too. And it just feels like the energy. And some people just, sometimes you enter a room and everyone agreed. Like I think you were saying, like everyone just agreed, let's just not laugh at Stevie. Let's just make his life harder.
Yeah, it was like, and I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah. And I'm agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these things where it's more like a social like experience, you know?
Yeah.
Or experiment.
Yeah.
It was like a social experiment. And to add to what you said, yeah, that could be contagious. But guess what could be contagious? Silence.
Yeah.
That could be contagious too. Okay. Yeah. So that night, it was the social experiment of silence. Mm. Let's just know. Because there was moments, I didn't choke as bad as I thought. It was bad. I admit, I completely choked and bombed. But I did feel maybe one or two in the back chuckles.
Yeah.
But then again, it might have been the other comics. Oh. Because I'll get to that. So I ended my set. Mm-hmm. I took the L. I walked off and I went up. Then I walked up these stairs into their green room.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comics, he was like a headliner. His name's Craig Condit or something.
Craig Condit. Conant?
Yeah, Condit or something like that.
His name is Craig Conant.
Conan. Yeah. Right?
Craig, yeah, you're Conan? Right. You're right. The long hair?
Yeah, the long hair. Yeah. He was laughing hysterically at me.
Yeah.
He was like, man. And I'm laughing with you, man. Oh, man. We've all been there, buddy. You know?
Oh, that's
so
nice.
It was basically like, and this made me think of like how like twisted other comedians like are towards each other. Like, it's kind of like, because I talked to Eric Griffin about it. I'm like, dude, like after the show, he was like laughing, you know, because he says everyone's been there. He's been there, you know. But the thing is, I even talked to Andrew Santino about it.
Yeah.
And he's like, usually, he said comics will laugh when other comics bomb.
But not at their jokes?
Or just they'd rather. it's funnier when they bomb and not do well.
I think it might be that classmate, like, oh, your classmate. You know when your friend goes up and it's like, even if they're not your friend or just somebody, everybody's presenting the same hard essay and everybody's just laughing at everyone just doing trash.
Yeah, it could be that too. But like, it's just interesting as far as the psychology behind it, as far as, oh, like they cherish more on that.
But can I ask you, do you feel better now that you bombed?
Yeah, I do. That's a good question.
The fear of being like, oh, I'm wondering when it's gonna happen. Like my final, like no, my it first was bomb coming back.
Well, dude, that's a great question because I was batting at what nine? I was batting 90% up until then. I struck out the 10th game. I was had a pretty good average up until that point, and I'm glad that it happened. I'm actually glad that it happened. You know why?
Yeah,
because by me failing, all right, and this is hard for me to admit, but by me failing, I had to take a hard look in the mirror. Because when you're always doing well, like, just think of anyone. Like, if you're always doing well, you think you're the shit. Like, your shit don't stink. I'm the shit. Everything I do is just awesome.
Yeah.
But that night, ooh, it was a reality check. It was a reality check.
Yeah.
It was like, nah, dude. Mm. And not only that, that it happened because A, I was forced to look at myself, and B, it forced me to be humble, and I've kind of like felt humility through the experience. C, I had to kind of reevaluate my material. But then in my defense also, that was a month into coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel the same when you've performed music? Like performing a bad show? like a bad set?
It's not the same though. And someone that's a good another good question. Mm-hmm. Another good question. The reason being, you're doing great, by the way. So this is my awesome intern, Chelsea. She'll be on camera next time. She just didn't want it. She wasn't ready for tonight.
I came looking garbage
tonight. I shocked her by the mic setup. It's not the same with music because you can always hide behind the music.
Yeah.
Like if you fuck up. Because I fucked up on Monchi shows where I forget a verse. But then you could freestyle, or the music's still continuous.
You've got like a band of people.
Yeah, and then there's other things going on. With comedy, it's just you and the mic.
Silence.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, ooh, that could be very, you know what it felt like? I've used this analogy because I'm a fan of like Rod Serling and the old Twilight Zones. Yeah. It felt like a messed up Twilight Zone where it's in black and white and this is happening.
Yeah,
and it's going all in slow motion, like wow. You know what hurt more than my last bomb in 7 years ago at the Tempe Improv?
This hurt more.
This hurt more.
I didn't know.
And
hurt
I made more of a fool out of myself because I was doing cowboy rap back then. It was a bigger venue. Yeah. It was at the Tempe Improv.
Mm. So why did it hurt?
Because it was so intimate. Mm. I could see everyone's faces.
Yeah.
I saw their faces. I saw the disdain on their faces towards me. They were like, no, dude. Yeah. You know, I'm just, and that, ooh, it's I can't even think of a word.
Have you had nightmares about that?
Wait, what? Have I had nightmares about it?
Yeah.
No. And if I did, I was probably blocked it out.
Okay. Sorry,
is that fair enough? I blocked it out.
It's like triggered you.
But so those are the three things. But then let me do another bullet point about what I learned.
Okay.
It's good because I'm like, you know what? That's fine. I'm just going to write a brand new thing.
Okay. I love that.
Because what I was doing was kind of hacky anyway. And I talked to Santino about it and I didn't realize this. Like maybe I did this unconsciously, but I was doing all like kind of hacky, like small dick, micro penis jokes, which is very hacky. And my brother's done that in the past. Because I brought that up to Santino. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, I was doing this. He goes, dude, your brother used to do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. Mm. But my whole thing, my whole 5 minutes or 3.5, 4 minutes was just that. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now it's back to the drawing board. And I'm just kind of I'm back to square one. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing. I have them all in I'm writing stuff, you know. And I want to do more material where I know, like, because everything's topical or subjective, but I want to do more stuff that I'm like really into, like, you know, alien abductions and reptilian, you know, more like stuff that's like not really, not very popular.
Very specific to you.
It's very specific to me, you know.
I
like
think the funnier the jokes, it's usually more specific to your experiences.
My experience. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where I'm at now. So, I think in retrospect,
even like your LSD stories, I think you'd be great at story times, like telling stories.
Telling stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a style too that maybe I need to probably.
It doesn't hurt to try anything.
Try. Mm-hmm. So that's a thing. It's not like, and this is another thing. This is another thing. It's like, dude, I'm a month back in, and I did 9 good ones. I was bound. It was a matter of time before I was going to strike out.
Yeah, that's a good batting average.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
Although I did have some, you know, I had favorable scenarios.
They were home games. With
the home team. They're wearing the Scissor Bro shirts.
Exactly.
This crowd.
It was an away game.
They never heard of the Scissor Bro team. Yeah. They never heard of me. No affiliations. I don't care who your brother is. I don't care who your friends are. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. You're playing like an obscure small town hometown game.
I could have been at a local pub in Alabama and they would have been like, dude, who the hell is this little Oriental guy? That ain't flown here in these parts, partner. You better better reevaluate your material, son.
Oh my God.
You know, that type of thing. So, are you excited for Christmas? I feel differently about it now.
Yeah.
I was down about it.
I know. I remember when you came back, I was like, no.
Oh, because I told you like two or three weeks ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago, yeah.
But I haven't talked about it since then.
No.
Have you noticed a change? Like the way I'm talking about it's different?
Yeah. With like realization and not like deprecation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's more kind of like reviewing
Yeah.
Like outside of it. like really what happened.
Yeah. Instead of being like, oh, I did this, I did. It's like, no. All right, now like a reflect on my material, or reflect on me. Or
yeah, it kind of made me look at like, yeah. Okay, well, let's just go. Just go back to go back to your laboratory and come up with some different concoctions. Yeah. You know, new formulas. How about that, Steve? You're new. And that's the thing. I would be foolish to think that a month in, just because I'm funny on podcasts, when half the time I don't know I'm being funny, I'm not. That's no like card to think that I'm going to hit it home runs doing stand-up. And that was a good indicator of that. Like, dude, no.
That's respectable.
Not only that, everyone does that. Like, there's no comedian out there or person that does, like, even improv, that they can't have 100% batting at. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Everyone fails. Like, even funny the best guys, like Chris Rock, all of them
have bombed.
They have all bombed.
Yeah.
So, but let me tell you, it is still painful while it's happening. While it's happening, it's like, it's like a blow to the gut and ego and your pride. Like, you know what it is? It's like, it's an indicator of, a reminder of, dude, not that, you're not that special.
You're not that guy.
Hey, not only that, like the stuff you're saying, you're not impressing me, bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Go back to the drawing board. Yeah.
We love humble Steve.
You know, I think everyone needs to experience that.
Yeah, everyone.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Because
there's people out there that think that their shit don't stink.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I just realized, like, oh yeah, my shit stank bad that night. Woo, real bad. So I wanted to also, I went to Jeremiah's Christmas birthday party, and so this is a special Christmas edition, but we're gonna go back to the normal way things are. I met a photographer, skateboarding photographer, cinematographer, cast member of Jackass, Rick Kosick. I actually talked to him last night. And so, a real nice guy.
At Jeremiah's.
Oh, cool. So I'm planning on getting Rick. In 2 weeks, he's coming on a Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
So I already booked that. And I'm also, for next week, I'm trying to get the tattoo artist Dresden.
Yeah.
We won't do the live tattoo on... You know what I just thought of? Hold up. I just thought of this. We're not going to do the live tattoo on camera.
Okay.
I'm just going to do a normal interview, but this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him to bring his tattoo gun.
Okay.
Now, I just thought of this idea.
All right.
If he's willing to do two little flash tattoos, would you get tattooed next week?
I already know where I was going. You have like dead set eye contact with me.
I know. And I know I'm throwing you a curveball. Yeah. I'm throwing you a curveball because this is the thing.
Are we kidding?
No, wait. Just think about it. Think about it. I'm going to keep talking about it. So Dresden Made, you know, you all know him through Scissor Bros.
Yeah.
He gave me this tattoo at the Comedy Store, the Crane Scissor tattoo. He did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he, because I plugged him on King the Sting.
Okay.
I did a whole plug. I go, hey, man, check out my boy Dresden. Man. He was so appreciative. He's like, dude, I got you.
Oh, that's so cool.
But I'm going to give him a fat ass tip. Yeah, but if I throw in a couple other more ducats
too,
in it, I'm sure we could get you a little cool flash tattoo, a little black and gray.
That'd be really cool. I'd do it.
So how about this?
They don't know, but I have like one teeny tiny tattoo.
I know. That's why I know I'm throwing you a curveball. You have a week to think about it because I'm trying to book him on a Wednesday.
Sure.
So you have... Saturday, I'm down. Sunday, Monday. You have 5 days to think about it.
I'm saying I'm down now. So
you're down.
Hold me to my word.
Okay, so I don't want to put you on the spot.
But yeah, what's it going to be, though?
Okay, can I tell you my idea, what I'm going to get?
Okay.
Okay. I want it, for some reason.
You've thrown so many curveballs
at
me today.
I know. I'm throwing you a curveball. I want to get a UFO.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I want to get a UFO.
I like that.
Like right below the Ewok, like right here.
Okay.
Like a UFO.
Okay.
This is going to be painful because there's bone.
Yeah.
So right here. Okay.
I think that's cool.
I'm going to think about it too as far as placement.
I've always wanted a palm tattoo.
Like a tree?
Like on my palm.
Ooh, that's going to be very painful.
Yeah.
So off top, I know I'm putting you on the spot. And look, we already made 45 minutes, didn't we?
Yeah, 42 minutes. Yeah.
42 minutes. Okay, so before we go, and I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay.
Just... me presenting this to you, like if Dresden comes next week and we're not, because the tattooing live on camera, it's going to be too loud. But if we do like like a same like a 45-minute interview with him, but yeah. then have him bring his tattoo gun. And I could be like, "Hey, my intern," and then I have, and I'm, yeah, don't worry about payment. I got you. I'm paying for it. You have to decide what you want tattooed.
Okay.
You don't have to get the tattoo, okay. is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But off top, what are three flash tattoos you would get right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. Off top.
Oh, my God. Off top. I'd probably get... Ooh. Okay. I would get... Oh, shoot. Maybe like a little anatomical...
Anatomical?
An anatomical heart. I can't
anatomical
speak.
Heart.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That... I'd probably get like a little clown. That'd be pretty cool too.
Oh, like a clown. Yeah, or like a sad clown. Like a sad clown.
A little robot. A tiny little robot would be cool too.
Clown?
Or a robot.
You know what? A robot's a good
one. I think the robot is the best one. Robot.
Yeah, robot's a good one. A robot's a good one.
Yeah. I always wanted Bender tattooed on me. So like a little tiny robot.
So you wouldn't get like your
any Android robot would be cool.
Stereotypical, like you know how a lot of people get the LA tattoo?
Oh, yeah, I love how you know, I like didn't think the, of that no, one. Like, I'm like, born like, and raised in LA.
like this one, the L and the A, you know.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. No, no, no.
Okay. It would be something like a clown, getting, a tattoo. Yeah.
If you're getting like a little, I want to get something like matching. That'd be cool.
Dude, I don't want you to have regrets 10 years down the line.
Like, if you get like a little UFO, I'd get an alien. Like, that'd be sick.
Oh, like that. Like that.
Commitment.
So you would get an alien gray?
No, actually, no. No, hell no. I would get a robot.
Because then your mom would probably be knocking down my door saying, "What did you do to
my daughter? What did you do to my daughter?
Mija. Mija, yeah, no.
Que hiciste a mija?" She comes in like
no
a
me gusta popcorn. Coreanos. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No me gusta coreanos, you know.
She will not pinchy say that.
Pinche tu coreanos. Pinche tu culo. You know. So think about it. Clown, robot. Okay. I wouldn't suggest.
I get a clown.
You know what?
No.
I like well, the reason why I like the clown idea because it's so.
We'll get the. Robot.
It's such a classic idea, you know.
Yeah.
Like a sad clown.
Well, not a sad one.
Just a clown.
A happy boy.
Like what? Like Pennywise?
No. Okay, robot. I think a robot would be.
Yeah,
the
I think
one.
Your robot's the
robot.
Best bet. So
that's the best one.
Flying saucer for me.
And a robot for me.
I still gotta get one of my pops. I just don't know because it wouldn't yeah. be a flash tattoo. It'd be mm-hmm. like a real piece.
Yeah,
you know. But
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
what are you thinking of for you?
Well, I asked the homie, the Choaster, David Cho, and he did kind of send me some designs, but and they were tight. They came out tight.
Yeah,
but. Do I have one of them here I could show? Yeah, I could show one
like,
of them here.
They're cool, but like you don't know if you'd get them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could because it looks like my dad when he was younger. Can I show it on camera? This yeah. is what David Cho drove. This is what David Cho, one of the designs.
Cool.
Tattoo design. So I don't know if they'll show.
I think it will. I'm focusing. Yeah, it shows. There. That's so sick.
So that could be a possible one too.
Yeah.
Do you think this would be? I mean,
I think that's super. I think that's so cool. I think that.
And it did. And it does look like my dad when he was younger.
It looks like I think. Is it that picture?
No, that's a real photograph. But it looks similar.
No. I'm saying I know that's a real.
Yeah.
I'm saying is it like based off of a photograph?
No. He's a genius. He just kind of.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. He probably did this real quick.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight though, huh?
Yeah. That is cool.
So that could be a possible one too. I just know that's not just a simple flash. That's more of hour session type yeah. there. I mean, I would pay the money. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know where I would get it too. Yeah. I would have to think more deep about like where on my body I would want that, you know. What if I get it on my neck?
Whoa, you would look like the coolest Coreano.
Would that be? That would be a cool Coreano.
Yeah, cool Coreano.
All right,
that's
so,
an LA Coreano.
Yeah, that's LA. They might think I was a part of a different group, yeah. more street oriented. I don't want to get into it.
They'd be like,
I'm not into that world. I skateboard. I like to do art and music, but you know what I'm talking about. Because
yeah.
anytime you have, you know what I mean.
No, that'd be cool. Though.
Yeah.
But
so
I think it'd be cool. Or like,
you know what? I might. How about this? Tonight, when I'm editing all this, I will screenshot that or send that to Dresden.
Yeah.
and ask him, hey, how difficult...
Should I get your dad?
Yeah, well, how difficult... No, you don't have to get my dad. Kidding. No. I'd be weirded out by that. Yeah, that would be weird me out. Like if you had it right here. Hey, Steve, I got one of your dad. No, but I'm going to send this to Dresden, and I'm going to be like, hey, man, like, I know this ain't a flash tattoo, but like, I'll pay extra. Like, how much would this cost? Yeah. I only thought of this other thing because I knew it would take him like 10 minutes to do it. Like, it's a circle with some shading, you know, lines. Cool. This is more... An hour, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, I should get my dad first before, yeah, obviously, but I just thought it'd be easier for Dresden.
You should get a back one. That'd be cool.
On my back?
Yeah.
I don't know about my, on my arm first. Let me feel up my arms first.
Okay.
Because my back, I won't be able to, like.
To see it?
Yeah, I want to see my dad. Hard. Like, I would have to look in the mirror and, like, look behind me.
Like a chest piece. You have one?
Oh, a chest. Like, on one of my heart, like here?
Yeah, that's fire. That's cool.
Okay, tune in next week. Tune in next week when Dresden hits me back, and then that's gonna
get a bicycle.
Okay, let's talk off camera about these other flash tattoo possibilities. Okay, so thanks for tuning in. I know it was a bit different, like just the vibe of it. Yeah. Tell us, comment below if you like this format of just me and my intern going back and forth and me doing stuff like this because we're experimenting, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to plug. Hey, dude, let's plug your Instagram.
Do you want to
plug
it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Plug your Instagram.
My Instagram.
They're gonna want to see you on camera if you do this again as well.
I hope my voice.
We're protecting your anonymity this episode.
It's okay.
But go ahead, Chelsea.
My Instagram is at @CHECHECKUP. So it's just Che Checkup. Yeah. Che Checkup.
Say it one more time.
Oh yeah. @CHECHECKUP.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can I plug my art Instagram?
Do it.
And then my art Instagram is at Presence in LA. So PRESEE. Wait, just Presence in LA. I can't spell off.
How about you say it clearly?
Yeah. Presence.
Take three. LA. Go.
At PRESENCEINLA. Boom. Presence in LA.
Okay, so thanks for tuning in to the special Christmas week edition of the Stevie Weeby Show. Next week is going to be back to the normal type of episodes. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Also, check out Scissor Bros, youtube.com/Scissor Bros. As you all know, we're going to be hitting the road.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's RAKUTEN. Your cashback really adds up.
Soon doing a lot of live shows, podcast shows with Scissor Bros. Go to Instagram/QUANGOU. As y'all know, most of my music's on Spotify. Just type in QUANGOU. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for like most all my music. What was I going to say? Oh, we do have a P.O. box if you want to send anything. I haven't been there in a while because it's been hectic lately. Send your mail or notes or packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391. L.A., California, 90093. Did you think I covered? I mean, this was pretty, different tonight, right?
Yeah.
It was different. Did you like it?
I loved it. I wanted you
I
to
mean,
play
do you like
music.
The participation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, my website, StevieWeebyShow.com, and I do have, like, if you want to order something, this is my login book. I check it. Just know that the delay, the order, the shipping might be a little delayed because of what's happening in the world or whatever. But yeah, that's all we have. Thanks again for tuning in for this special Christmas week edition, and tune in next week, and because we're gonna have a good coming up year too. Yes. It's a new year.
It is a new
2022.
Year.
2022. Thanks for tuning in.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her.